Am I the jerk? And of course, you are welcome to participate. You can send in your scenario, am I the jerk, 1310 at gmail.com. We got a few that we will get to, but I wanted to throw this one out because I thought about this yesterday.
Okay.
So last weekend when I was in San Antonio with my fantasy football league, we, of course, are going to breweries one day. And we walk into one brewery, and I think like maybe seven of us decided to go to this one, and the rest of the guys broke off and went somewhere else. But so there's seven or eight of us. I can't remember exactly. And so trying to walk into a place with seven or eight people and find a place for all of you to sit together, of course, is not very easy to do, especially at a brewery that's a little smaller like this was. So I found a spot where we all could have sat comfortably, but just one person was sitting, and it was like a couch, couple of chairs here, a couple of chairs there, but in a circle. One guy is sitting there, and he has headphones in. So I walk over, and I go, hey, do you mind if we sit over here? And he just looks up at me and doesn't even say anything. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to sit here because this is the only space that we can all go. So we sit there, and I figure once seven or eight people sit down that this guy doesn't know, he'll probably look around and be like, oh, I should move to somewhere else where one person is supposed to sit. He does not. One of our guys is standing, and I remember he takes one headphone out and kind of looks around and then just goes back to his beer. And I'm sitting there going, okay. So me being me, I decide to start saying, just bringing up obscene conversations with my friends to see, can I say something so kind of effed up that this dude will be like, what? I'm moving. And he never does. So is he the jerk or am I the jerk for taking it to a level of, and I can't even begin to allude to some of the, you know, basically like what a serial killer might talk about.
Of course,
stuff like that.
I know, no, we've heard we know you. The playbook.
Because I thought, man, he never said a word, never said anything. And we all had like maybe one or two beers. The dude never moved. And he was still there when we left.
I don't think he's a jerk. He was there first.
Yeah.
You guys kind of invaded his space. Yeah. And I get it. Maybe he could have moved somewhere. I think that would have been a courteous thing to do, to move somewhere since you guys had a group and he was by himself.
Yeah.
But if he's there and you guys just want to sit around.
It's kind of what I thought at the end. I was like, I mean, he was here.
I wouldn't have tried to make him leave like you did.
Well, I was just having a chat with my friend.
Well, I feel like if you're going to say who's the jerk in the situation, I will lean towards you.
I'm not leaning. I'm pointing right at Matt. Like, if you are solo man wherever you are, and you've just found your spot, you're minding your own business, and a big group of people walk in, and they sit right next to you and are loud and obnoxious, he hated you guys so much, and especially you.
And he probably just made sure it was going to be a point that he was not going anywhere.
Oh, yeah. Could be. And I was impressed. I was like, man.
Yeah, no, halfway through that, he was definitely like, this is just a standoff. We're just in a standoff.
I can't even believe this guy is allowing himself to be exposed. Like, I'm saying stuff from American Psycho and all kinds of, like, just weird. Yeah. All right, so
and
I'm the jerk.
He didn't move.
He never moved?
Good for him.
Yeah, kudos to him.
Respect to that guy.
Maybe he was hard of hearing.
Could be.
Or he just enjoyed
y'all's. And now you're making fun of him.
Maybe he just enjoyed y'all's comedy.
Yeah, what if he would throw comments back at you? Like, yeah.
I would have high-fived that guy and be like, I'm buying you a beer. Welcome to our league. And I would have looked at the guy standing.
All of a sudden, he's drafting.
You add another team to the draft. There we have 13 teams now instead of 12 because this guy's great.
All right, so yeah. I'm the jerk.
Yeah, I think you are. I were in that situation.
You're a real jerk.
Thanks, Travis. Jesus.
You're welcome, guys.
All right, here we go. This is from Josh. I live in an apartment complex where every weekend the residents throw big parties at the pool. This past weekend, a new guy moved in and showed up with a cooler full of craft beers.
It wasn't me.
Everyone introduces themselves, and we tell him he's free to eat or drink anything that we have. He tells us the same. The party started to get more crazy, and we began shotgunning and using beer bongs. We quickly ran out of beer until someone remembered all the craft beers the new guy had brought. After a while, the new guy walks back to his cooler that now only has two beers left. He realizes the beers we were slamming were his craft beers, and he flips out. He starts yelling that those were expensive beers, and they're not meant to be chugged. He starts to pack up his belongings and heads out. On his way out, I offer him two Bud Lights I found as a peace offering, but he ignores me. Are we the jerks for drinking most of the new guy's beers? To be fair, he did have a lot of the food and liquor that was ours.
I don't think they're the jerks because they did say that he said you could have these beers, right? So you can't.
You feel like everything is community property if you're at a party like that. And while you may think, and I think you may be in the same boat of, yeah, we probably shouldn't just chug these beers.
But you said they could have them.
Right.
So.
For free country, you can't control how somebody drinks their beer. If you offer them a beer and just because they're the uneducated.
Even if they chug it or sip it slowly, what's the difference?
Now
they're
consuming
the beer.
Yeah, you're not getting the beer either way.
Horrified on the inside that they're wasting this high quality craft that you have brought. But if you said, hey, what's in my cooler, feel free, because I do, and this is well known, if you come to my house, I have an outside fridge, anything in there, I do not care. But my inside fridge, you like ask me before you crack it open.
So if I come to your home and we're playing like cards or something and I win, and I go to your inside fridge to open up a beer to spray in celebration, you would not be very happy with
it. No, I'd be like, hey, yeah, I would not be happy. But again, I would let you know ahead of time, hey, I do have a fridge, whatever you want, cool. But this fridge is stuff that, no, is not for you.
And especially if guy is partaking in other beverages that are not his at the party and food that he did not bring at the party, he doesn't really have a whole lot of room to get that upset.
And I would say, if this guy wants to continue to enjoy, and maybe they don't want to hang out with this guy again if he flipped out, but you should bring some that you just want for yourself. And then, hey, I've got these. They're craft beers. I think you guys might like them. Feel free to enjoy.
Yeah, I feel like he may have been trying to show out to begin with because he's craft beer guy. And then when they started, you know, chugging out their butts and stuff like that, he got mad. But if I'm enjoying it, what if everyone just sat there and just had one and we're having conversation? What's the difference?
I will also say this, and this is real in the craft beer world inside the industry.
We're about to get an education.
Yeah, here comes the beer bully.
Hang on,
Professor Matty Beers.
If you a big dog in school,
if you ever go to a beer festival or whatever you have, all the guys that own breweries and brew beer will shotgun craft beers in a group. So for this dude to get super offended, he thinks he's into craft beer, but does he really know the culture of the world of craft beer? Because a lot of chugging and shotgunning actually goes on with people that are in the industry. Like a lot. Like it's ridiculous. Like if you all ever find yourself, like 10 of us somewhere, hey, we're shotgunning. I'm like, no.
And Matty Beers has spoken.
Boy, has he.
I have spoken.
So that guy's the jerk, the one who brought the beer, for getting upset about that.
I agree, yeah.
Okay, all right. I didn't know if he was going to take the side.
That,
no, I was not.
I'm taking Josh's side. Josh is in the right here.
You threw a wiffle ball at that. Okay, Matt, stop.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Create a fresh one. What are you doing?
I hope I'm not the jerk or alone here, but mine is centered around school zones. Even if I don't see kids or if I can't even see the school, if the school zone is on, I slow down.
Thank you.
On my way to work recently, we came to a little zone. We all slowed down properly. I was in the middle lane. I could see a car in my mirror passing everyone in the right lane, obviously speeding. Unless there are sirens and flashing lights, there's no reason to speed through, in my opinion. Am I the jerk for changing lanes into the right lane to slow this person down who thinks the school zones don't include them?
No. You are a champion.
Legend.
This drives me insane. I drive through back-to-back school zones, leaving my neighborhood and getting on the Beltline, where there might be a 20-yard break in between them. And the amount of people that will zip through there, it's absurd. And I love, because Carrollton police do a really good job of this, they get every day, I can only hope, because you can only pull one guy over at a time, and so many people will zip through there. I'm like, please be a cop, please be a cop. And sometimes there is one. I'm like, yeah, they're getting you.
Yeah, I just like kind of.
Okay, if you
get
speed
that one, I hope I didn't talk over that one, but we kind of need that.
If you speed through a school zone, they ought to make it 1,000 times a normal fine.
They double the fines, I believe, in construction areas and I believe school zones also.
I vote speak for from tripling. Experience that yes, they, okay. they and do they, double them.
They made it a point to say you can't have your phone in your hand in the school zone. That eliminates a distraction. But yeah, it's not that long to go 20 miles an hour just to get past the school zone line. So dude, I saw it today. There was a car that hurriedly sped past me today in the school zone by my house. I just don't understand it, but I don't think I'm going to get in the right lane to slow them down. That feels like taking it into your own hands, but.
Yeah, I might do that.
I don't trust them not to hit me if I'm, I mean, if they're not paying attention to go through a school zone.
Right.
Like they're on
and
their
then
phone.
You just zip over, right?
Yeah, then your car is totaled for no reason.
This was either yesterday morning or the day before. I'm driving in the school zone and there's a couple of turnouts going past this elementary school because there's an apartment complex there, and I'm going 20 miles an hour, and the car waiting to turn out is going, like, making that motion, like, come on, hurry up. And I sit there, I'm pointing to the school zone flashing sign. I go, I'm in a school zone, clown. And, man, I wanted to freeze. I don't even want to say what I wanted to do.
Man, no,
I can't last stand. Night,
man, that was we probably the yeah, it was probably talking like the guy at the brewery with the headphones on.
I was about to say something I said. I just don't understand it, man, because these kids, they're not paying attention a lot of the times, especially when they're in a group. And that's why they want you to slow down so that you need to be more aware because these kids, yeah. They're kids.
And even if there aren't any kids present and the school zone yes. light is flashing, you just got to go 20 miles an hour. We were going to do a whole segment about this one time because I did see, and there was a car behind me today that was riding my tail because I was in the school zone going 20 miles an hour.
That's where
like
I wish.
That's how you want to go, just go around me and get the ticket. I don't care.
I wish I had a James Bond car with a rocket launcher out of my license plate to shoot into their face. You yeah. clown F.
It's not even that big of a fine. I'm seeing $117 for 1 to 10 miles an hour over the speed limit.
No, that's a big fine.
For some people.
Man, yeah. Because what is it? It takes you 30 seconds longer to drive through the school zone than it would if
not even
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there's no way it's even that.
I just don't understand. Like, what, you can't slow down to 20 miles an hour for 100 yards?
Because the normal speed limit on that road is 40. So now you have to go down to 20. It's not going to make an inconvenience of your day if you have to slow down and spend an extra 30. Hell, even if it's a minute, who cares? It's the school zone, and I just wish sometimes, and I know you can't pull over everyone like you said, but if there's a police car presence there, then that will slow everyone down because, oh my gosh, there's the cop. I wish they would do that yeah. a little bit more just to slow them down in the school zones. You may not can do it in every single one, but it is a pet peeve of mine.
And they usually are pretty present at the beginning of the year, the first right. like 2 weeks.
Right, because you may not know, because in the summertime, you can right. just zip through and it's like, oh, now it's school and you see the flashing lights or whatever. They did a practice run for us in Duncanville before school started. It was the Friday before school started and they had it on both morning and evening. I was like, oh, now
was it being observed without like people in the parking lot?
No, of course
not.
No. Oh, it just made me a mistake because right. you see no one at the school.
Because every now and then during the summer, you'll see one pop on and you're like, oh, well.
Well, summer school.
It's well, not everybody's thinking that, I'll tell you, because they'll just fly right through there.
I bet as we get more autonomous cars, this will just be a thing of the past.
Because they'll just slow it down.
It'll automatically go.
It is kind of wild that you see your speed limit thing change on the dash of your car if you have that capability. They yeah. tell you the speed limit on your dash, and it just pops to 20 and go, ooh. Every now and then, it'll get confused, and it puts my speed limit at 100. So I just punch it. That's
really?
The speed limit. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's a glitch well, in a certain area.
So you're saying that your car will tell you the speed limit of the stretch of road that you're on?
Yeah.
My car doesn't, but my GPS does. So, like, Google has the yeah. speed limit on there.
Man, that's pretty cool, though, that yours will just show you what it is.
Technology.
He's got a nice
stuff.
Car, man. Real it's nice car.
Fancy.
It's a 2020.
Dude.
It's fancy.
You're doing so good.
You guys are idiots.
You got
all three
roof.
Cars.
Yeah, all of them.
I don't have three cars.
Oh,
I thought you alternate them every day. That's why you always show up in something new.
Where do you put your
one
private
per day.
Jet?
Did you drive your convertible today?
I don't have a convertible. I have a 2020 is it, ride.
Is taking the G5 from where you live too close?
Okay. It's 11:10. That's Am I the Jerk for this week. You could submit your submission
you jerk.
To, yeah, all of you guys. Am I the Jerk 1310 at gmail.com. Write in and write about yourselves for being jerks to me.